All right. Are you ready? So we just were rocked yesterday with the team from Bethel Reading, but what's been the most blessing to me is to watch this general of the faith. And I said this at both sessions, but I'm going to say it again because it's so important, because there are a lot of you that are in this crowd that weren't here last night. History will define that the founder of a move of God around creativity, I believe that person is going to be Teresa Dedman. She started this amazing move of God. Creativity, I believe, is the sharp point of the edge of the icebreaker in this season. One of the craziest, so many things that just rocked me yesterday about the conference, but one of it was in the social media realm, was one of the Bethel leaders that she mentors, man, just rocked me. You know, that when you post things about Jesus, and you say Jesus' name, and you say the church and salvation and all that stuff, we're finding more and more that that on Facebook and on Instagram, a lot of that stuff gets taken down now. You realize what that means, that the church has to start riding the fish in the sand again. That means we need a radically different way to reach those billion souls that are on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We got a radically different way than we ever have before. And that's what Teresa is birthing, is a move of that. So let's stand to our feet and welcome Teresa Dedman. Woo! You're awesome.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. I always think of myself as a little girl. I don't think of myself as an apostle. One of the things that happens is, like, we have to get ready because God wants to promote you more than you want to be promoted. And there's so much that God wants to say today. And there's so much glory that's in this room already. And he's going to do something beyond your wildest imagination because he's that good. And he's a big God, and he has a huge vision. And the vision is for your neighbor and the people around you to know him the way that you know him. And so there's something about going out to the north and the east, going out to the south and the west, and saying, give them back. It's that time. It's something that is going to change and transform history. And we're going to do it creatively. Because that's how culture gets transformed. Whoever influences creativity influences culture. I don't know about you, but I want to take back the media. We just think too small. I want there to be so many incredible movies that are created in Ventura County and in Oxnard and different places that typify what a true loving family is, that tells the story of hope in the migrant workers, that tells the story of hope and redemption in the lives of people that are all around us. See, your story is worth celebrating. And tonight, God has a huge surprise for you. He wants to show you the power of what can happen through creativity. It's amazing. It's great. I mean, we were just yesterday, last night, it was so incredible. Dave, you had a deviated septum that you had since you were 18 because of a really bad accident that you had as far as with a sport injury. And so his whole nose got smashed. He was 80% like deviated septum. He couldn't breathe out of one nostril. And it was just, I mean, can you imagine, like, not being able to breathe and not being able to do that? Well, we had one girl named Meg, and she created this piece of art with flowers, and she goes, anybody here have problems with your nose? And you came up, and it was incredible because we just released the presence of God, and we just released creativity through music, through dance, through art. And then you went back to your seat, and your wife said, your nose is straight. And then you went into the bathroom and your nose was completely healed. Give it up for Jesus. That's so awesome. We sing songs that he's the miracle worker, but he is the miracle worker. He does want to do things above and beyond our wildest imagination. And so I'm just excited to be here. On my PowerPoint, I just have, if you weren't, who here was not here yesterday? Just raise your hand so I know. Okay. So on my PowerPoint, there it is. We have coaching that's involved with my Create Academy at Bethel. And so we love to coach people. So we have people that if you have a dream, if you have something that you want to become, we have coaches, myself and others, that will coach you into your destiny. And so there's 20% off for all of you. So if you look at Embrace 2019, you get 20% off online at teresadedman.com. And then my next slide, we have online courses. How many of you know that it's good to learn? If you've learned everything, come and talk to me. Maybe I'm going to put out my hands. I'm going to go talk to Bill about you. This is important. Like, we need to learn from one another. I learned so much by being in first-year school of ministry. And I learned so much by being on staff and seeing what God's doing. And it's crazy because I don't want to ever stop learning. And I want to learn from you. I want to learn from what God's doing here. I want to see what God's doing in Sam and in Tony. And I want to see there be something planted here that's different and unique. Because you guys carry something that I think is so transformative for the church. So many churches don't have pastors that go out. And you guys do. You guys have a model of a church. They're living the gospel. Yeah. Give it up for them. Let's clap. That's huge. Just want to honor them and what they do. It's huge. And so what I've done is I have online courses where you can get the foundational truths that I teach in our school of ministry, that I teach when I go out in the marketplace. And so Create 28 is 28 sessions to unlock your creativity with video and content that you can go over, and then activations. And again, at the resource table, instead of it being 129, it's 89. And then I have Create to Be Free. That's 6 sessions to heal your heart. I feel like there's something that God wants to do in our midst. He wants to create healing for people's hearts. And to do it, art and healing can transform them. And so this is huge. And so I have 6 sessions on issues of abandonment or fear or past hurts or unforgiveness that you can walk into and you can grow from. And again, that's on sale. And that's down to 49. And then I have Hearing God. That's on sale for 19 if you want to know how to hear from God creatively. And the last one is Create for Kids. A lot of you probably know the leaders, the Barshes that were here in the healing rooms. Anybody know the Barshes? Yeah, well, Katie helped me put this together with some other Bethel Christian School teachers. And it's all about how your kid can learn to be creative, how you as a parent can instill creative values in the kingdom, how they can walk supernaturally, and also how they can be healed from trauma. So get that one. That's our last one. And now let's give away some prophetic art. Who here wants to receive some prophetic art? So I'm going to have our artist come on up here. And you painted, yeah, come on up here. And we're going to give away some art. I'm so excited. If you have never, ever received prophetic art, and kids, you can come on up here and watch too. In fact, kids, come on up here. Yeah, come on up here, kids. Yeah, so come on up, guys. Grab your art piece. And if you wrote for any of these too, come on up. So this is Mari. Give it up for Mari. Okay, so Mari, I'm going to give this over to you. And this is my amazing staff. If you are on my staff, just stand up. These are my staff. They actually are. They are with me this whole entire year. They'll be prophesying and praying for you later. But, yeah, hey, kids, come on up. You might get a piece of prophetic art, too. Okay, go ahead, Mari.
In the flower shirt right here. Yeah, you. Can you stand up and say what your name is? Come here. You can come on up, actually. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, let's give her a round of applause as she comes up here. Awesome. Hi. Can you tell everyone what your name is?
Diane.
Yeah, no, I felt like this was just like a new day dawning, and it's really funny because like we've been, that's kind of been the theme today, and just like, I feel like this is a prophetic word even like for your life, but also how you impact people, breaking out depression, breaking off anxiety, and really just going after like people who feel oppressed, and like it's a mist and a fog, but it's actually the light pierces through even the fog and lights it up, because when there's a fog and the sun shines through it, it like ignites the fog as if it's a flame. So I feel like that's the kind of what God is doing through you in your life.
And April, come on up here. Yeah. Did you write for this piece? Oh, come on up here. Yeah, there we go. All right. So Janine, go ahead and share.
I believe this is for everybody. And so buckle your seatbelts. So here it is. The joy of the Lord is your strength. There is a tornado of joy headed your way. Now, I just want to say the yellow in the background, it's like the tornado of joy. Joy is usually yellow, and it's coming through, and it's like it's peeking through these trees onto the rest of the trees and onto the ground, and it's like it's ready to come. It's ready. It's like right there. And so you can run and hide, or you can jump in. I'm coming to give you a revelation of my joy. I want you to know that letting go and jumping in into joy is freedom, and it is holy. Some of you might be afraid to let go and be joyful. It's okay. I'm giving you permission to let go and be joyful. My joy is the key, and it is your strength. I believe joy has been imparted into this painting.
So what does this mean to you?
So when I first saw this painting, I thought, oh, it's a way through. It's a way to get through. You know, sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. You know, like sometimes you're stuck in something and you just can't figure a way out. And I just saw that and I was like, wow, it's a way through. And it's joy. That's cool.
Ooh, that's a good word. So if you need joy right now, and you've gone through some difficult times, or you're just wondering, okay, where's my joy? Just stand up right now. Let's get some joy back in our heart. Come on. We don't let circumstances define our joy. We let God's joy define our circumstances. Okay, so I'm going to have you guys, we're going to look at whatever we've been facing, and we're going to laugh our way into joy. Are you guys ready? I'm going to count to three. Now, I want you to laugh so loud that the neighbors 2 miles away can hear you. All right? So ready, set, go. There we go. That's good. That's good. That's good. Do you know that adults stop laughing? That kids laugh all the time? I was talking to what was happening on Lake Avenue this morning, and do you know that people that laugh are more creative? And that they enjoy they enjoy life more? So I think that we need to like look at this and realize that joy, that wonderful, wonderful hurricane is coming upon us, and we don't want to ever get out. We don't want to ever get out. So we say, God, give us more joy than we know what to do with. So that's for you, love. And that's for you, too. Help her down there. We can help you down. There we go. Okay, who's next? You guys can come up here. Yeah. Everybody just come on up here. Delinda. What did you paint? This looks so amazing. Okay, so share. I'll hold it right here. This is pretty wet, so we'll put it back or let it dry. Go ahead.
So I painted flowers. Is there a mark in here? Mark? for Marcus. Is there anyone with a heart condition?
Does anybody here have any problems? Oh, come on up here. You're Mike, so you an M. We'll take it. Come on up here. And because of time, you have to come on up here, Mike. And you said that do you have a heart condition? What's going on with your heart? Tell us. Okay, you have a defibrillator right now. And are you in any pain right now? Or is it uncomfortable? Okay. All right, so I'm going to have you share, Delinda.
I drew a heartbeat, and I feel like God's going to give you a new heartbeat that's going to beat to the sound of heaven. And this is a stairway to heaven, and I feel like it's like the ladder of Jacob, where there's angels that are going to be with you, and that you have angels assigned to you. And this is, it just says paid, because Jesus paid for your life on the cross and for your healing.
Okay, so April also wrote for you. Oh, did anyone write for Delinda's painting? Okay. I felt like I had a word for this. When I was watching this painting and when you came up here too, I feel like this is something where God says, like, the things that were wrong in your body, they're going down. Like, the things, the levels, the things that, I don't know if you have problems with cholesterol, if you have problems with certain things in your blood, but I feel like there's going to be a return back. Yeah. And so, so sometimes what happens is, like, people just look at paintings and they're healed, if you don't know about that. So I want you just to look at this painting, and we say, heart, be healed. We say, blood, be healed. Whatever is wrong in your body, we just command it to be healed. And the heart work correctly. Whoa. No more need for any other artificial device. But the doctors are going to be amazed because of what Jesus paid for. Let the testimony of Selena, the testimony of what happened with others, just right now cancel out any like attack or anything on your body. And we break off fear in Jesus' name for your future. Wow. Wow. That's for you. Why don't you put that back because it's wet, and we'll give that to you later. Let me help you down. Yes. All right. Come on up, April.
Oh, wow. Is there a Julie here? Maybe a middle name or a daughter? No? Okay.
Okay, does Julia or Julia mean something to anybody? Raise your hand if it does. The name right over here? Come on up. Oh, hey. Come on up. You have a niece named Julie. Okay, great. Nobody else that has Julie or Julia? Oh. Oh, her father just died? I'm sorry, what was that? Oh, your middle, okay, come on up here too. We're gonna talk to both of you, so come on up. So your middle name is Julia. Okay, come on up. Give it up for her. That's so awesome. Hi, we're so glad you're here. So what's your first name? Florence Julia. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, what is the word that you have, April?
The word I had was hope in joy. So there's, I feel like something very tragic, like a sickness. I'm hearing the word leukemia or something of that nature. Was there some kind of, that's okay.
actually, so right now these two people have certain situations, like she was picking up on that, of disease. And so, like, her niece, it's her, like, father just died of leukemia. And then you have weakness in your body, correct? Okay. She's not sure what it is, but she just feels that way. Okay, so we're going to pray for you in just a second and release that. So I'd like you guys just to look at this picture, and we just release peace. Wow. We just command your body to be healed right now, that God, whatever is in the weakness, the area, that God, you would just heal her right now. Wow, Florence, just receive. We ask for strength to return to you right now. Yeah. And Jesus, we just ask for this, just for this niece. What's her name? Julie. It's not Julia, though, right? Julie. We ask for Julie to right now be comforted right now with the passing of her father. In Jesus' mighty name, we just bless that. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. And now it's just going to go ahead and get that away. Yes. Okay. And then come on up here. This is awesome. Who is this for?
Does anyone have a birthday in the next 5 days?
Oh, we have two. There's a man right back here who has a birth. Yeah. Jason, come on up here. Kids are going to have to move. Come on, Jason. Woo! Jason. So, Jason, when's your birthday? 4th of October. Come on. That's awesome. All right, that is literally 5 days. What word do you have for him?
So when God gave me this flower, it's not full bloom yet. And I feel like God is literally taking to this new season where you're going to be bloomed. You're just going to open up. And when flowers are open, that's when the bees come. And the bees take their pollen, and they go pollinate other trees, plants to bear fruit. And yeah, so this flower is made, it's a little pink and the yellow, that's joy, that's peace. And so he's just taking me there, bro. Yeah. Yeah. And that purple on the bottom, that is literally, it's royalty, man. Yeah. Because you roll in royalty, brother. Yeah. Yeah.
So put your hands toward Jason. We just declare that this is the best year of your life. Whoa. So that you are a radical changer of history, that you're going to do things that most people are afraid of, that you have the spirit. You have the spirit of Joshua. You're going to conquer land that the enemy has tried to do in stealing from others. And God says that you are a mighty warrior. He says, do not fear, because God has incredible places for you to go. And you're going to pollinate areas that the enemy tried to steal and rob from you. And we just say peace and strength to your body and to your mind and to your spirit. And that God, you would do a work in him in the next 5 days beyond what he could ever ask or imagine. Amen. Make sure you do lots of happy birthdays, give him party hats, whatever he needs, because this is going to be a good year for you. That's amazing. So good. Yay. Okay.
Okay, so I feel this painting is for this man right here. Yes, you. What's your name?
Framing. I'm thinking of framing.
Okay.
Frame? Kyle.
Kyle. Okay. So when I was painting this rocket, and I asked Jesus, who should I give this to? And I saw you, and Jesus said it was you because you're in red. Just like that. So I feel that you are this rocket. And I know you're doing music, and this is a supernatural rocket, not an ordinary one. And God's using you as a transportation to launch people into their destiny, into their callings, and bring people to the supernatural. See, this is not an ordinary universe, guys. It's very colorful. So you are using your talent to bring people to fulfill their dreams. And the more I look at you, it reminds me of Santa Claus. I'm sorry, but it has a meaning. It has a meaning. So you bring the hope to the hopeless.
No, that's a good word. I've never seen a man go down chimneys of what happens back there and up here. And I'm looking like, just like Santa Claus gets around, you get around. Ho, ho, ho. But I have a word for you. I feel like you're going to be a rocket man. And you have an Elton John anointing. And what Elton John lost, God is going to give to you. And it's going to be something that's going to, like, take you by storm. And there's going to be music, and there's going to be songs that you record and that you write. And it's just going to be this exponential growth. In fact, it was weird. I was just looking at just YouTube last night. I was praying for the church, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, I'm going to meet a man who's going to become famous, because he's already famous in heaven, and you are already famous in heaven. You are such a servant, and you have such a heart that's pure, and you elevate people without needing recognition yourself. And the Lord said, like, this, there's a deposit that's coming in you of seeing the harvest and knowing the tune and knowing the song. I mean, like with the Wesley brothers, I don't know if you know that, but they converted bar tunes into hymns, and that's what we sing. Why should the devil have all the good songs? That's right. So are you ready for him to be launched? I thought so. Now, I know that some of you out there might say, well, can I join him? If you want to join him in getting promoted tonight and be launched into your destiny, just stand. Come on. I mean, there's things within you. There's places. Yeah, come on. This is the kind of church I love to go to. You guys get it. Come on. Why should the devil have all the great fun? Come on. Come on, we're getting it back. So put your hands up. Lord, we just release, we release the new sounds, the new art, the new films, the new dance, the new types of technology, the new businesses, the new ways of doing church, the new ways of understanding your destiny. We release the kingdom of God. To all these creatives, we release it to every nation and every tongue. We say, God, let there be a mighty renaissance beyond what we could ever ask or imagine. Father, you do things beyond what we could ever even imagine. So I pray that for everyone here. And just say, yes, Lord, I receive. Yeah. Okay, now this is going to be important that you know. Some of you are going to be having assignments. I saw the next couple months. The assignments are, I need to give to that person because I feel like they're going to be launched next. Some of you are called to give. Some of you are called to empower. Some of you are called to disciple people. Some of you are called to actually take your gift and grow that gift. But get this, guys, if you look around the room, none of you will do this alone. Because it doesn't happen alone. What Rocket Man over here is going to do... He's going to need all of you because we're family. So I just release you to look around and to realize, like, this church, what you guys are known for is family and for innovation and for let's not be limited to poverty when we have a wealthy God. Come on. Yeah. And so we're stepping out and we're seeing who God truly is, and that changes the equation. So this is amazing. This is an historic night. We marked this man for something greater than what he can do on his own. And together we will launch him through our prayers, through our encouragement, through people that we might know to encourage him to write whatever it is. It's important to know, like, the messages that God has for all of us. It was so important that Jesus told the 12, go. But he didn't say to go alone. And he said make disciples because he didn't want them to go alone. My team, they're so powerful, but they're doing it together. That's the power of what God wants. So, yeah, I just felt like every time you see him, I want you to see him playing the piano. And I want you to see him, like, creating songs that shift and shape culture. You know, sometimes we have to see our destiny through other people's eyes before it's manifested, like what Jesus did. So take your rocket and go fly. We love you. That's so good. Wow. Man, it's going to be a good night tonight. Woo! Is God good? I also have some books and some manuals that I'll explain back there. And I also have Mama Heidi Loves, which is a book that you guys definitely want to get for your kids. And it's the story of her life, so make sure you get that too. And let's get into it. Oh, man. You know, I feel like, can I just be honest with you? I've been feeling this all day. I'm just going to follow the Holy Spirit. Is that okay? Okay, I just have some prophetic words for people that I just want to do right now because I feel it really strong. Okay, so I felt like, where is that person? It's you back there. I want you to stand up. Yeah, you're just turning around. In the green? Yeah. I want you to stand up. And then I want you to stand up. You. And then I felt like it's you back here. What's your name? Yeah. Stand up. And you back here in the red? Yes, you're looking around. It's you. Yeah. And I felt like it's also for you. Go ahead and stand up. Yeah. Okay. God is saying it's time to start a movement in your life. You guys that are standing, you're marked for something tonight. You are marked. Yeah. The Lord is calling you his innovators. He's calling you into places where he's going to teach you how to dream with him. And there's going to be things that you get that don't make sense yet, but they will make sense because God's going to set you up. And there's things that you're going to be doing as a catalyst. There's things that you're going to be doing within your tribe, within the people that you have influence in. And he says it's not going to be a little thing if you just take risks and you start. And so I'm just going to, like, pray for you because I felt like a lot of you that want this, you're going to be seeing them grow exponentially in the next 6 months. And I felt like there's something about you're marked to change culture. And you've known that since you were a boy. And you know what I'm talking about. And the Lord is calling you out of hiddenness. And he's calling you out of a place where you've doubted your own power to change lives. And God is saying it doesn't matter because you're already qualified. And there's something that you're called to do that is so powerful for the kingdom. Don't lose sight of that. And God says that you're a mouthpiece, that you're a trumpet blazer, that you carry something to shift culture, and you're going to awaken your people, and the people are going to come running to you. They're going to come running to you. They're going to come running to you because you bring hope in dark places. And you're going to awaken it. And I saw you going into places, and I saw lights turning on in all these little homes, these little, like, it's almost like little areas. And they would say, oh, she's coming. And just like there was a woman that unbound the feet of women in China, Gladys Allward, you were going to do the same thing for your people. And you're going to really set women free. Yeah, that's your call. That's what you're called to. So get ready, because that's what you're called to. So I just release that over you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Yeah, there's something that God's stirring. Yeah, so put your hands toward them. Yeah. Okay. Receive the seed of the Holy Spirit right now to carry out this work. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. Receive, open up your imagination and let God begin to teach you his ways, teach you his principles. And we ask God that you would make them a magnet for favor. Whoa, a magnet for favor. In Jesus' mighty name, God, more, more, more. Wow, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Father. Let the deposit settle. Yeah, so good. Yeah. Yeah. So good. Yeah. You guys can have a seat. Yeah, it's, yeah. I feel like there's people in this room that are very influential right now, that they have come into a place that they didn't think that they would ever come to. And I felt like there's people in this room that are looking for, like they're looking for a person in the church to say what you do is important. But they're also looking for the next phase or wave of what they're called to be. And I feel like that's some of you. And I feel that's for you in the blue. I know we've talked. Yes. Stand up. You. Yes. Forget your, what's your first name again? Lawrence. I feel like it's for Lawrence. I feel like you're going to be very influential in what God's doing. And I feel it's for you two. Yeah, come on. You two, Mike and Diane, stand up. I feel like that's definitely for you. God has a mark on your life. And I feel it's for you in the back. Just stand up. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. It's going to be for you too. There's something that God's stirring in people's hearts. If there's anybody else here that has gained, like, influence beyond what you could ever ask, just stand up, because there's something that God's going to stir for city and for governmental. There's a governmental angel here. There's governmental waves here of people that are getting assignments as far as shifting and changing culture governmentally. So, God, I just release, whoa, I release the influence to become the influencers that shift and shape culture. I release the strategies. I mark you. Whoa. I mark you to go into places and call out the gold and to see what God is doing and to twist the evil that has been happening and turn it around for good. There is something about you shifting and changing the way that people think. You're actually going to have favor beyond what you could ever ask, because God says you're going to turn their hearts back. And it's going to seem like it's impossible, but it's not. And so I just release you, into a place where you hear his heart and you immediately shift the focus, and that shifts the atmosphere. So, Father, I just release the angels that are on assignment here. And my team, if you could come and just lay hands on them. Just release them into a whole new level. These people are going to, they have great assignments. They have an angelic presence that God wants to do right now to open them up to what God has for them in this time, in this era, in Ventura County, in L.A. County. And God's just shifting things off of people. And he's just beginning that process. Wow. Wow. More Holy Spirit. More Holy Spirit. More Holy Spirit. Yeah, thank you, Father. Yeah. I want you just to sing over them right now. can go ahead and just like let God come upon you. This is a time where we don't want to interrupt what the Holy Spirit's doing right now. So He's just very strongly wanting to open up wells of supernatural creativity. So there's something, and I'm going to share with you a testimony, and then we're going to go after this because this is super important. There's a way into the kingdom, and we know that it's Jesus is the door. He's the way in. And whenever Jesus spoke to people, always miracles followed Him. And He said, greater works will we do. And if we look at Acts and we study the disciples, we see what followed their life. And there's something that happens when we bridge creativity with the supernatural. Because what we're learning to do is we're learning to hear what Papa God is saying, and then we're learning to partner with the Spirit greater than our own. And that's why when this started to happen in my life and I started to see so many miracles, there's no off button. It's not like I go somewhere and all of a sudden the miracles stop, because God always wants to show who He is. And so there's something that happens in our lives when we receive the deposit of His inheritance. It's different than just hearing a message. It's actually something that is tangible. It's the working out of our sanctification, but it's also the working out of family. And there's something that God wants to deposit in you. It's the ability to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, and then to creatively bring in healing, to bring in the supernatural into everything that we do. See, a sermon can be ordinary, or it can be supernatural. I'll tell you a quick story, just so that you understand what I'm talking about. So there was a woman in the Philippines, and she really, really wanted to do something for God. And she was a Christian, and so she became a nurse. But when she became a nurse, all of the jobs in the Philippines stopped happening, and so she had to look elsewhere. So she saw that there was a job for cleaning in another country. This was like in England, so she took the job. And she's there, and all of a sudden she heard from them that the chef had just quit. And they said, we will double your salary if you cook for us. Now, she had just cooked rice and beans, but she relied upon the Holy Spirit. And so she said, Holy Spirit, she opened up the spice store. She didn't even know what half of them were. And she said, and the Holy Spirit said, okay, use that spice. Okay, use that spice. And so she made this meal, not knowing how to cook, but by the Holy Spirit, she made this meal. And then she served it to them, and she's thinking, oh, God, oh, what if, I mean, they're going to, like, for sure they're going to fire me. And they ring the buzzer, and she goes, oh, my gosh, this is it. And they come in, they go, what did you put? I've never tasted these flavors before. This is amazing. Wow, where did you learn to cook? And she thought, gulp. I have help from somebody way above me. So she becomes their personal chef. And all of a sudden, your wife gets pregnant. They have two kids. They go, we don't want anyone else to raise our kids but you. So she becomes the nanny. And when they're about eight, she leads them to Christ. And then through that, their parents come to know Christ. And the oldest son goes to Oxford and becomes a missionary to the Philippines. Now, this is the power of partnership. When we don't know what to do, the Holy Spirit shows up, and He has more than we could ever ask or imagine. See, God wants us to be creative. Look at Solomon. He had the most wisdom, right? But when the Queen of Sheba came, it wasn't his wisdom, but it was the way the place setting was. It was the way that things were set. She goes, that's when I knew that you were from God. Creativity is a way that people know that we're from God. The anointing of when Emily just sang, the anointing of the art the anointing of what God's doing in this room. It's because God's drawing you into a relationship with him that's not just based upon a normal relationship. Like, I can have a normal relationship with Mia, or I can supernaturally start to partner with her to see miracles happen. Just like what happened with the bull that she created. and your wife got healed. This is crazy, isn't it? So I want you to think about this, because this is an important thought before we go into this. I want you to think about anything that has bothered you in our culture. It could be the sex slave trade. It could be poverty. It could be the fact that now there's so much going on with gender identification for kids. It could be so many different things about what you're hearing about in the news. What's going on in Iraq, the tension all around the world with different political realms. But whatever that is, what the enemy does, this is important, the enemy says that thing is so big you can't touch it. And the enemy scares away the church from the very group that needs to change that outcome. And what we need to say is, when the enemy comes in like a flood with racial tension, with fear, with what's happening over in this state, drugs, whatever it is that you guys are facing that you want to change, we need to say, is that bigger than God? Now, David understood. He said, who's this guy to defy the armies of the living God, this Goliath? Now, they all were men of battle. They had achieved many different things in battle. But one man who had not fought in a battle in combat, except with a bear and a lion, came and said, that has to bow to Jesus. And we get scared of a little God, of a little devil, when we have a big God. So what God's raising up at Bethel, what he's raising up are dreaded champions. They're people that are so big inside of here because they know whose they are, that anything that comes their way has no power, because they know that God is in control. And what will happen, and this is so vital that we get that, is the way that we translate God inside of us is through creativity. We're makers. That's how we've been wired. That's why if I turned on music, y'all be up here dancing. that's why if I gave every one of your kids a paintbrush, guess what they would be doing? That's why if I gave kids blocks, they would be building. It's because it's in your DNA. And somewhere, someone told you that that's not important, but that is the very life of the Creator God. And he's just whispering, I can feel it in your ear. He's going, hey guys, what do you want to do? I'll help you write that spoken word piece. Wait, I'll help you with your writing piece. Hey, I'll help you with that book. I'll help you to innovate and change the church. I'll help you with what's happening with the migrant workers. And those are the dreaded champions that the enemy is afraid of. Why? Because you were born for a purpose. You were born for something, and you will be the ones that will transform church. You will come up with ideas about what could happen in migrant workers' lives, and you will change the face of what they face every day, because you ask Papa God for a creative solution. You will be the ones that will go back, and you will start to raise up families that will walk hand in hand through any trial, because they know that they are loved and they have a family that's going to back them up. This is what we're born for. This is why you're alive. You have something inside of you that God is creating, and he wants to show you how you can partner with him. And so I'm like, it's kind of, It's true. I'm just kind of like a John the Baptist. I'm just a voice. Although I don't eat locusts, but I do eat Whole Foods. That's a shift for some of you, but let me tell you guys, like, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. I'm a voice crying out in Oxnard and saying, who will take the land? I'm a voice crying out, who will take the arts? I'm a voice crying out, who will take the children who are bored in school because they just have to do rote answers? Who will create with them and show them who they are? Because the culture will tell them who they are. The culture will tell them, are you a boy or are you a girl? The culture will define who they are. And somehow we have to realize that God wants to give us creative solutions to shift and change those. And it's not because he withholds, but because he's a God who makes us curious. Let me kind of explain that to you. God always baited the disciples to find out what was in their heart. Always. He always did that. He would always ask them questions. And then he'd say, they would go, well, so explain this parable. Okay, well, it means this. Oh, okay. But they didn't get it half the time, am I right? Drink your blood and eat your flesh. I mean, we could tell so many stories about what happened in those contexts, but what were they drawn to with Jesus? Anybody know? What were they drawn to? They were drawn to a connection with him heart to heart. See, God has connected you heart to heart with him. And that's why Abraham was able to save so many different people with Lot. That's why, because he was a friend of God. See, that partnership that we have, that's the power that we need to understand our identity. That part where Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then the next verse, Jesus said, you are Peter, and upon this rock. It's through identifying with who he is and our relationship with him that transforms us to see who we truly are. And so I felt like this is not an ordinary service, because I feel like God is doing something about a transference. It's an impartation. It's something that God's doing. And so I painted this painting. It says Familia. It's about family. It's about wildness. It's about crazy patterns. It's about, like, people that are different than us and joining together and one color blending with another color. And us being crazy in love with one another to where we don't know where one color starts and one color ends. This is what we're born for, to love one another, to love him, to release the power of the supernatural, to see signs and wonders follow. This is who you are. You are not defined by your past. You are defined by your maker. You are defined to do incredible things that no man has ever seen. So stop trying to get in someone else's lane when you have your own lane. You're just going to fall off the track. You're never going to measure up. Get those shoes off. They're not your shoes. Wear your shoes. If you're an evangelist, if you're called to go out, go out. If you're called to reach people, go and do that. But don't do it in one way. Let's be divergent. Let's do it through creativity. Let's do it in a way that's culturally relevant. Let's shift and change the way that the church relates. See, people don't reject Jesus many times. They reject the method. Let me say that again. People don't really reject Jesus. They reject the method. I'm going to tell you something, because I believe this is a God moment for you guys right now. The church for too long has tried to define its voice by the past. For too long. For too long, they've tried to build a system that's not geared for the millennials. It's not geared for people that are on social and social media. It's not geared. And so what they're doing is they're trying to create something for people that don't want it. People people don't want a 60-minute sermon anymore. That's why they check on YouTube and they'll watch something for 5 minutes. Paul was all things to all men so that he might reach some. Am I right? But guess where they are? They're in the festivals in Coachella. Millions. They're at concerts every Saturday night all around here. They're in places. Why? Because they are looking for an encounter. They're looking for you. This is your moment. So let's ask Holy Spirit right now, Lord, what is it that we have that can shift and shape culture? What is it that we carry? We have a phone. Hopefully you'll have a phone. And on that phone, you have contacts. You could reach out to people right now. Share about a testimony. Share about what God's doing. You could look at what God's doing in people. You could start to create YouTubes. You could start to do all different kinds of stuff. See, it's not that we don't have it. It's that we don't use it because we don't think we're supernatural. And we don't think that it relates to God. Let's laugh at that. No, let's really laugh at that. That's a good one. Not that God hasn't given us access. It's that we've never used the access in a way that would get us on the ride that they're all on. That is such an important point because, you know, you don't put fish out when you're fishing in a place where there's no fish and expect results. You have to find out where the fish are, and then you have to put the right bait on, and then you'll find the fish. We were just in Oakland, and we were at, there was about a 5,000 number, it was like an EDM concert that they had, and so we were down there, and we had different booths that we were doing with, like, gosh, we had body art, we had face painting, we had, we had soul art. We had Instagram kind of photos that we did. Mike was back there doing that. And poetry that we were doing with Hillary and so many others. And I was just like out there with my art as well, just seeing how could my art relate to them. I didn't know that. Did you know that? I didn't know in a secular environment would my art that's out there have a relevance for them. And there was a guy named Google. He was a person who was he was a CEO at Google, and he was there. And he said, wow, these are amazing. And I said, yeah, what do you do? He goes, well, I work with a lot of high-tech people. I'm for Google, blah, blah, blah. And I said, wow, that's creativity all over it. I feel like you're going to write, and here's a feather painting that I did. Read the back. And I changed all my poems to be kingdom in the back. And he goes, he started to cry. He goes, I have to have this. I have to look at this every day. I have to, because this is my destiny. We had one guy that had a pentagram all over, like it covered almost his whole like chest. Isn't that right, Michael? It's right there. And he got a word from Michael and from the team. And he goes, wow, this is awesome. I'm going to send my friends over here. So he kept us busy the whole time. Why? Because we were culturally relevant, because we got art out, and we had them start to do art, and they were doing art together, and things were shifting and changing. But guys, it wasn't like I had this idea. I just knew that I belonged there. And so when I was asked, I went. And then I asked God for creative strategies. That's that simple. So I'm going to pray because I felt like tonight is not a normal night. It's a night for you to get radically in love with Jesus. This is Embrace Church. We're with our friends from Avenue. We're with the Bethel team that loves Jesus so much right here. And Jesus paid a price for all of us. And we began this journey of finding out, what does God is good, what does it mean? What does it mean in a poem? What does it mean in art? What does it mean in a song? What does it mean for the people that are in Reading, the people that we're going to touch? And we began to just study this and see it. And now it's like exploding what God's doing. And so I wanted just to pray for you, because this is a moment when God is going to give you the love. Wow, this love feast right now. I feel like it's like a love feast right now. Because see, whatever you love, you create for. If I was going to ask any couples here, when you're in love, what do? You take them to the best restaurant. You might give them flowers. With me, you'd give me chocolate. You give them special treats, but it's all going to be creative. What do you do on their birthday? You give them a card. That's creative. You sing happy birthday. You do things creatively to honor and bless. Jesus does things for us that are creative every day. He gives us sunsets. He talks to us. He gives us promptings throughout the whole entire day. The Holy Spirit shows us. He leads us into all truth, but that truth has a message in it that's tied to our story. That's creativity. And so I'm going to release the creativity of God on you. And you better watch out. Because when I do this, people just start to create exponentially. And they start to create in the supernatural realm. So it's this easy, guys. When you decide to create for somebody, and you can write this down, or you can put it on your phone, all you do is just say, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? Isn't that simple? It's not complicated. And then this idea will flood your head, and then you go, I don't know if that's right. But you follow it. And then you say, does that mean something to you? And then, bam, the doors just fly open. It's that simple. So let's review that. So what do? Number one, you ask Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I need a creative plan for my husband because we're not close. I need a creative plan for this, for that, whatever. And then he shows you something to do. Then you go ahead and you do it, right? Because faith requires risk. And then after you do it, you have to say, hey, did that mean something to you? And that's when you see the prophetic art like you saw up here completely radically touch people. But we're going to, right now, we're going to just take a moment. I'm going to have my team just start to pray over you, because I want the love of God just to flood your heart today. Wow. Father God, I just release, whoa, this thing that I keep seeing. It's a cloud. Wow. It's a cloud of just creativity, supernatural creativity that's just flooding into this room. Through that. Wow. Father, oh man, just embrace them. Wow. We open up the floodgate of love into every heart, that there would be a love feast right now, a love feast. Wow. Whoa. Wow. Where's the guy with the red hat? There you are. Oh. There he is. There's Elton. So, Father, we just release a floodgate in this room. I want you just to kind of just let God come upon you. We're not in any hurry. We're just here, to soak in just for a second, because God's going to do some stuff right now. But we just release the love of the Father. Whoa, let it go deep, Father. Wow. Let it go deep. It's almost tangible. It's like a presence that's coming upon you. God, we ask for an anointing of love. Whoa. An anointing to know the height, the depth, the width, and the breadth of your love. Whoa. Just receive. Just receive. And if you have a prophetic song too to sing, team is going to might prophesy over you. But we're just going to take a moment and let the Holy Spirit just give you love. And I want you to say this out loud. Say, Papa God, what does your love look like? What does it taste like? Do you dance? Do you sing? Will you sing over me? Will you show me what love looks like? I'm just going to start to reveal it to you. It's going to be in your sanctified imagination. Just release your sanctified imagination to dream with him. Fear go and just rest in your Father. Rest in the love that created you in your mother's womb, that saw every hair and knows every hair on your head, that sees everything inside of you. Reveal yourself to me.
glorified. You leave us speechless, Father. Just release your presence in every area of our life. We release the peace, the joy, the incredible encouragement of what it means to know you, Father. And Father, I just want to see like this mighty tidal wave just explode all over Ventura County. I just feel like there's this wave. I saw this wave coming, and it's this wave of love that's just, it's just being just tossed and thrown out to you right now. It's a wave of his presence. It's a wave of his goodness. It's a wave of the dreams that are in this heart, in his heart, to come about in your life. So we just release that over each and every one. And I felt like I had this like sense like the Holy Spirit is going to anoint you. Like there's going to be a new level of access, a global access pass being given out tonight to see the world the way that he sees it, to see Daddy God standing and saying, this is your time, this is your season to transform culture. And so I just release that upon you. Just say, I want my global access. I want my past. I want to see what you see. Wow. He's just coming and he's just doing things inside of you. Wow. Wow. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to transition a little bit. And I felt like I saw this, but it's going to be cool. I'm going to have my team come on up here. We're going to be handing out global passes to you. So we have some, what we're going to do is we're going to, and just wait 1 second to Linda. What we're going to do is we're going to, like, take our clipboards, take whatever you guys have up here. And I want you to share with the team, what is the dream that you have? And then they're going to give you a word through a global access to keep fighting for that dream. And they're going to anoint you for that. So I'm going to give this back to Sam, but has this been good? I mean, part of what's happening is like sometimes our spirits are now in alignment with heaven, that we have global access, that the things that are in your heart tonight to see transformed, they're from God, whether it's to cook a meal like that Filipino woman, right? Or whether it's to write a song or to do a film, whatever it is, we need one another. And we need Papa God to come and to anoint us. And so this team wants to give you an impartation. And they could do it through a song. They could dance over you. They could sing over you. They could do whatever it is that they need to do, because we want you to go to the next level. Because Creator God lives in us, right? Does Creator God live inside of you? Yes. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And he wants to show us things tonight about who we are that gives us access, that where we can take a risk, where we can start to move into those places. If you could go to my slide on the Father's love really fast. I'm going to show that picture because I feel like that's super important. PowerPoint. That's the Father. Yeah, why don't you grab the picture over there of the Father? It's okay. We'll get the picture of it. That's all right. You have the picture of the lion? Can you show that one? This is about Aslan, and he's waiting for you. He's waiting to open up the wardrobe. He's waiting to show you your Narnia. He's waiting to do things above and beyond. And this is the picture of the Father's embrace.
And it says, rest your head upon my chest and hear my heart. It beats for you. My right hand anoints your head in life. You are my child. That is all you need to know to find out who you are. And that's what happened tonight. And so, again, what I want to share with you is the reason why we're moving in such a strong move of God at Bethel is because we know whose we are. Because we live with a Father that is creative, that is good, and that's going to give us creative solutions to think, to see things shift and change. So, again, I'm going to just get this back to Sam. I know we have kids here, too. The kids can also receive, Selena, a prophetic word, too. So, again, one of the things that I believe in is impartation. So they're going to lay hands upon you. So don't leave this room without an impartation. All right, so I'm going to give this back to Sam.
Wow, let's thank the Lord for Teresa and this team. All right. Hey, man. This is a catalytic night, and what happens here continues here. That's always what it's about at Embrace. What we receive, we release. So this will be the beginning of the next season for us. So come. We're just going to be playing. Just form some lines and come up and just be blessed by this impartation. We want to bless you today. We hope you come back next week, 4 o'clock. You won't want to miss a week. This is the way it is at Embrace. Come and receive. Bless you. Bless you.